goes to Dr. Alkiek, A-L-K-I-E-K, fax 989-466-3643, and Dr. Lena, L-E-N like November A, Widman, it's W-I-D like David, M like Mary, A-N like November, fax 989-775-1640. Regarding Gerald Bardi, it's G-E-R-A-L-D, last name B like boy, A-R-D like David Y. Date of birth, July 30th, 1968. Dear doctors, this is a consultation for Mr. Bardi, who was sent for evaluation of progressive elevation of creatinine levels. He has had elevated creatinine levels in the 1.4 to 1.6 range in 2022, and when labs were rechecked March 2nd of 23, creatinine was up to 1.7. Estimated GFR was 47. Now, July 10th, most recent labs of 2023, creatinine is 1.77, and the GFR is now 45. So there is a progressive change in creatinine level and worsening of kidney function. The patient has no current symptoms of chronic kidney disease, and one would not expect symptoms at this level of kidney function. He has had long history of type 2 diabetes for more than 10 years with not always excellent control. He does have coronary artery disease and had a cardiac catheterization with angioplasty and stent placement in 2022. He does feel better after that procedure. He's far less tired and he has no chest pressure or pain. He does have some chronic numbness of his lower his feet and ankles, but does not take any medications at this time. He does have diabetic eye changes secondary to the high sugars. He's actually had to have injections in his eyes before, but not for more than a year. He does report that he was hospitalized in early 2020 with pneumonia and actually was placed in one of the COVID units. When he was admitted, he did not have COVID, but of course he subsequently developed COVID infection. And then after that, he had a lot more edema of the lower extremities, progressive shortness of breath, and chest pressure, and then was found to have the coronary artery disease requiring angioplasty and stent in 2022. No current nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness. He does have some foaminess intermittently, no blood, no history of kidney stones or UTIs. He does have edema of the lower extremities that is stable. Past medical history is significant for type 2 diabetes with poor control for more than 10 years, hypertension, coronary artery disease, hyperlipidemia, ischemic cardiomyopathy, gout, diabetic retinopathy, mitral regurgitation, myocardial infarction, fatty liver disease, and diabetic neuropathy. Past surgical history, that he had the angioplasty with stent of the left circumflex artery to the O-M, O like October, M like Mary, in 2022. He's had a laparoscopic cholecystectomy in 2022 and a remote history of tonsillectomy. Social history, the patient is currently a non-smoker. He did smoke up until 2019 and has quit smoking at that point. He rarely consumes alcohol and denies the use of illicit drugs. He is married, lives with his wife. He works at a desk job doing with computers in IT, capital I, capital T. Family history is significant for heart disease, type 2 diabetes, stroke, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, liver disease, and dementia. review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, aspirin 81 milligram daily, bisoprolol 5 milligram twice a day, Bumex 1 milligram, 1.5 tablets once a day, gliburide 5 milligram twice a day, hydroxyzine 25 milligram, 1/2 to 2 tabs every 8 hours as needed for anxiety, Lantus insulin 35 units at bedtime, recently increased, lisinopril 40 milligram daily, nitroglycerin 0.4 milligram sublingual as needed for chest pain, PRASUGREL 10 milligram once a day, Crestor 20 milligram daily, Cialis 20 milligram daily, amlodipine 5 milligram twice a day as needed for systolic blood pressure greater than 135. That is not required very often, he states. Physical examination, height is 75 inches, weight 282 pounds, pulse 60, oxygen saturation 93% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff 164 over 84, right arm 160 over 80. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Heart is regular, without murmur, rub, or gallop. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no palpable masses, no enlarged liver or spleen. Non-tender, no pulsatile areas. Extremities, he's got 1+ edema, feet, ankles to halfway up the lower leg. No ulcerations or lesions. He's got decreased sensation in feet. And capillary refill 2 to 3 seconds. Labs and diagnostic studies. The creatinine levels were previously discussed on 7/10 of 2023. The calcium is 8.9, sodium 139, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 28, albumin 3.5, estimated GFR is 45. Hemoglobin A1C was 8.1. Microalbumin is elevated at greater than 114, so we're unable to calculate a ratio. His hemoglobin 12, his hemoglobin on February 12, 2022 is low at 12.6, normal white count and normal platelet levels. And urinalysis in 2022 showed 3+ blood and 3+ protein. No bacteria were seen. Rare white blood cells were seen. And he had a CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis January 25th of 2022. The kidneys appeared normal without any acute pathology. That did show a fatty liver at that time. Then 5/17 of 2022, we have a transthoracic echocardiogram that showed a mild, mildly dilated atria, mild left ventricular hypertrophy. The left ventricular ejection fraction is 55%. He had mild to moderate mitral regurgitation and mild aortic regurgitation and a grade 1 diastolic dysfunction. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, suspected to be related to long-standing uncontrolled type 2 diabetes. But he does have also significant hypertension and proteinuria. We will obtain a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan. We're going to get a copy of his cardiac catheterization. A femoral site was used, so there may be some description of the renal artery condition. If that does not appear in the cardiac catheterization note, we'll order a renal artery duplex Doppler study to rule out renal artery stenosis. We've advised him to avoid all oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. We're going to have him have labs rechecked every 3 months, and he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.